And good morning to you.
Finally, we are on air.
We are on the air, and my cell phone's starting to ring already, and this is crazy, but apparently one of our hosts called in, and he said, hey, I'm hearing you on the air, and we are sitting here trying to figure out why our signal is not going through. So, whoever.
Thank you, Craig.
Greg, thank you very much for your help. And we finally worked out the kinks, and exactly at 10 o'clock, which is amazing because I thought we were going to miss it and go to 11.
I know.
Yeah, so welcome to all of you. We're extremely excited. All the hosts are amazingly excited.
And I can't believe how we started this morning.
I know. And I couldn't sleep all night knowing that we may not go on the air. And that was, you know, it was just very stressful. So I got here at 7 o'clock. Nobody's up yet. I'm calling everybody. Nobody's answering the phones.
That was when my alarm clock went off.
Oh, yeah?
7 o'clock.
No, I was already here. So how you doing, Manu?
I'm doing great. A little tired. I couldn't sleep last night because I was having nightmares.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, about not making it here on time. I was being caught up everywhere. It was insane. Totally insane. So I was totally drained from my dreams last night.
Yeah, count your blessings for being here, because if you weren't, I'd throw you out the window when you finally got here. From our 36th floor, downtown L.A.,
we're looking at a fabulous view.
Fabulous, fabulous. I mean, the sky's clear. The air is clean. We're seeing planes landing at LAX. It's just an amazing place to be.
Yes.
We're on the radio, and we're going to be here for a long time.
Hey, I know. I've got a good plan.
What's
that? Why don't we take a photo and actually put it on the website so people can see what our view is?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And eventually we'll probably put video on here so people can see us as well. How crazy we go sometimes.
You mean I have to put makeup on and do my hair now?
No, nobody will see. I mean, the video cams are still not there. They're not going to see the detail. Don't worry.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so everybody's done an air check. Everybody sounds great. Everyone's excited. Everybody's going on the forums already. We do have a forum on the site. We invite you to post. Talk to us. There's emails and phone numbers all over the place on the website. So,
you
should be able
to
find it. Yes. And just to get off to a great start, if you guys want to call, we'd love to talk to you. We have a toll-free number from inside the United States. That number is 866-515-6977. You can also find it on the website. And outside the U.S., you need to call us at 323-284-2554. And my cell phone's going crazy here, and I guess they're calling me back from tech support now, but we worked it out, so that's good.
We did.
Yeah. So, Manu, so you got to hear the story. I was here till about 6 last night, missed the whole Super Bowl, and but I set it to record. I get home, didn't record anything. So I'm not going to be able to talk to you about the game or the commercials. And which sucks, so I missed out on all of that.
I know, you made me promise to watch at least the commercials of the Super Bowl.
And did you?
No.
Oh, okay.
The only time I turned it on was when Tom Petty was on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I turned it on. I was like, oh, my God, that's Tom Petty. Oh, my God, he looks so hot.
Tom Petty and hot in the same sentence?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I know. I remember seeing him, you know, when he was much younger, and I never really saw him as an attractive person.
Right.
But last night, I think it's his beard or something.
Oh, he has
going
a beard
now? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't realize that.
He has something going on there. Makes him look kind of, I think he's getting better looking.
Oh, yeah?
As he gets older. Yeah.
Well, some people do, yeah.
So, yes, I did watch that. And then I went back to the L word.
Oh, the L word again. Yes. Okay, I'm going to talk to you about that one, too. But yeah, I was so I stayed here till 6 o'clock, missed the Super Bowl, and so then I'm leaving. There's nobody in the building, pretty much. It was empty. I was getting frustrated with not being able to get the streaming going, and so I finally gave up and said I'm going to go home. So I get into the elevator, and going down, you know, watching the screen. We have like a little TV in our elevators here. And suddenly I'm just feeling the elevator, like this most sickening feeling, like you're losing gravity. And, you know, it didn't drop, but I don't know what it did. It sort of like slowed down and stopped, but it was such an unusual feeling that I didn't realize what was happening at first. And then I'm realizing the elevator stopped. So I do what you're supposed to do, and I ring the bell. So the security or the manager of the property gets on the there's popping. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, the popping.
Okay, we're still working out the kinks. So the guy comes on the speaker in the elevator, and he's asking me, "Are you okay?" Blah blah blah. And I said, "Yeah." I said, "You know, are you going to get me out of here?" And so he kept in touch with me the whole time. You know, every few minutes he comes on the speaker and he tells me blah blah blah. But it didn't sound very good, because apparently they need to send for a technician from the elevator company.
Right.
And he tells me, yeah, there's nobody in the area, blah, blah, blah. And I'm
They're
thinking,
all interested in Super
yeah,
Bowl.
And I'm like, give me a certain timetable here, you know, because I'm sitting here enclosed in this little box, and I want to get out of here, you know.
Yeah.
And you start sitting there, and you realize how helpless you are, and you don't realize if you'll ever get out or when.
Well, it's not that you ever get out. It's just when.
Yeah.
You always get out. It's
yeah, and you feel really helpless when you don't know when you'll get out. So so I'm like pacing inside the elevator, and finally I just said, okay, well, let's make the best of the time. So I took out my laptop, started checking my email, sent email to people, even put a I even put a posting on the forum that that I'm stuck in the elevator.
You know? Oh, no.
It's
so
Sunday, 6:15, and I'm stuck in the elevator. So so much for that, you know. So I'm sitting there, and then my battery goes out, so I can't use that. I trying to use my iPhone, and there's no signal there. And I'm just sitting there. I don't even realize what floor I'm stuck on. The guy says, "You're in the express zone."
What is that? And
what the express zone is this. You know, our elevators go directly from 1 to 27 and then on.
So, oh my gosh,
so that whole gap, the whole gap between 27 and 1, there's no doors. So I'm like stuck there, and he says, "You're in the express zone, we can't come and get you." And so, you know, I mean, an hour goes by, and he comes on again on the speaker, and I started yelling at him, cursing. I said, "You need to get me out of here now, you know, because I'm starting to freak out." And
particularly being in the express, in the express zone.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you don't
really
know.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, so finally I'm like grabbing at the doors, forcing them open. I got a few inches open, and I'm seeing there's just a wall there, you know.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Not like even between floors or anything. I'm between heaven and earth and suspended there in midair.
I can just imagine you with your feet like wide apart and you're trying to pry you. I just imagine.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. That's what I was doing. And so then I kind of sat down and said, okay, well, let me take a nap, you know, so I'm falling asleep and these people on the speakers constantly irritating me and talking to each other and stuff. And finally I told the guy, I said, that's it. I'm going to do something about it. So I pick up my phone and I dial 911. And
you got signal then?
Yeah, I did have signal. Okay. It's just the internet on the iPhone wasn't fast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but the phone was working fine. So I called 911. I told them, look, I'm suspended in an elevator here in a 37-story building, and they're not getting me out of here, and I need somebody to get me out of here. So she said, okay. Then the fire department calls me back. He's asking me about details and stuff. He's like, okay, we're on our way.
Okay.
So I'm waiting, you know, about 10 minutes. Suddenly the elevator starts to move. And it didn't move very much. I mean, you know, before I knew it, I was on the first floor. The security guard is like trying to pry the doors with his hands. Never mind that they opened automatically. But
right.
And then he's like all excited. And I mean, he's like extremely nervous. Because that was his shift, you know, he's responsible for this. And he's like, come on, I'm going to write a report and stuff. I said, let me just go. I'm not interested. So as I'm leaving, the fire department got there. There's like two trucks. But the reason I did this is because, I mean, I knew he had told me the fire department are not going to help you because they can't get to that express zone.
Right.
You know, it's not about opening it, forcing a door open. So, but I just thought, you know, let them come with their sirens and the lights and create commotion and stuff just so that they know that, I mean, just so that the people of the building will feel a little uneasy.
Right, right. Know? I've had an elevator experience.
You did?
Yes.
Yeah.
At the MGM hotel in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We were going to one of the floors, and myself, an older lady in a wheelchair, and a couple other gentlemen were in the elevator, and we go to, you know, like, go up. We're going, heading up, and then all of a sudden, it just dropped, probably about two floors. And everyone in the elevator all at once just started screaming like, no, because we thought we were going to hit the ground. And then it stopped really suddenly that was a big force. And we just like held on for dear life and like, oh, my God, what's going to happen? And then it opened up again on a completely different floor.
Yeah. You know, I mean,
that
you
stuff
always
is
have,
scary.
Yeah. I mean, you always have a fear that you're going to get stuck in an elevator. But, you know, at least here, you know, they have a phone and intercom and stuff. I'm thinking.
No, this one didn't.
You know, where I live, I mean, you know, there's, you know, there's only like about 10, 14 neighbors there. And if you get stuck, I don't know that anybody will be able to hear you or get you out. You know? So, but 2 hours in the elevator, I guess I could write a book about that, but it's over now. But that's the kind of day I had yesterday.
Wow.
So I was extremely stressed and, you know, and excited at the same time. I mean, there was just a lot of pressure to get this off the ground. What a lot of people don't know is that exactly a month ago, this thing was just an idea in my mind. And, and today... we're launching a radio station. You know, we've got hosts, we've got shows, we've got a website, we've got the equipment, we've got everything we need. And
the gossip.
And the gossip and everything else. And we'll get to that in a minute. We're still waiting for callers. If you don't want to call, don't call. But if you do, it's 866-515-6977. So anyway... What is in the news this morning? Well, the thing is this, before we get into the gossip and everything, let's just remind everybody where we are on February 4th. Tomorrow we have Super Tuesday, and that's probably going to decide.
Oh, yeah, that Tuesday?
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
Tuesday?
Super
yeah.
Tuesday, tomorrow.
Okay.
And the 22 states are going to the polls, and that might as well decide at least the Democratic race. I don't know what's going to happen with the Republicans, but everybody's waiting for tomorrow. It's going to be an exciting day, and we'll follow the polls and the results.
Well, I know LA Weekly has quite a spread on the politicians, on what's going on, and about the props and about the candidates and everything like that.
Uh-huh.
In LA Weekly, I was just reading this. They've got like pages on different things. So they certainly are preparing for it.
Good, good.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay, I just got distracted here.
I did.
There's just so much to say, and I'm trying to run all the equipment, make sure the phone's working and everything is working. So, you know, I mean, obviously this is going to be a lot more polished as we go along, and we plan on being around for a long time. This is not the first time we've done internet radio, so we've got the experience, we've got the tools, and we're just going to try and build this mainstream site now that's going to give you a lot of entertainment and a lot of good time, a lot of information, and
there
gosh. We go. See, we got
a
phone
call.
Yeah, and the point is, the problem with this is I have not figured out how to make it not ring on the line.
But you know what? This makes it interesting. I think we should just answer it and see who it is.
Let's see. Okay.
All right.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, Simon.
Simon, how's it going?
Hi, Simon.
Going good. Hey, I'm listening to you guys. You sound fantastic.
Wonderful. Okay, to those who don't know, Simon is going to be one of our hosts, and he's a hypnotherapist.
Oh, yeah.
And I think he's got a fascinating show. So, and plus, he's really been excited about this show. I mean, obviously, you're the first caller, Simon.
Well, thanks very much. That's great. That's an honor.
Yeah. Let me turn up the volume here. I don't know if people are hearing you. Are you ready for your show, Simon?
I am. I've been working very hard on it. I've got a website, talkinghip.com, and that's all about the show.
Awesome.
And I've got my schedule lined up, so that's good. And I've been driving Sam nuts with phone calls and emails.
Yeah, he has, but that's part of the game. You know, that's fine. No hard feelings at all, Simon. So
I'm very excited. I think you've done a fantastic job. And for any of you that haven't listened to the air checks of the other hosts that are already they're posted on the site.
Right.
Yeah, I've listened to them.
Fantastic people.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got a lot of great talent. In L.A., there sure is a big pool of talent to choose from. Mm-hmm. And I think we got some really good people, a good variety of shows. And Simon, yeah, I mean, with this hypnosis, I'm fascinated by that.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll have you as a guest sometime, Simon, and maybe you can hypnotize me or something.
No, you got to try and hypnotize me.
Oh, okay, hypnotize Manu, because she says she can't be hypnotized. So.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. We'll practice first.
Yeah,
no,
we'll
I'll
see
just have to
that.
Keep looking into your beautiful blue eyes.
Well, thank you. That's very nice. Well, so I'm going to be on Wednesday at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we're looking forward to it, Simon.
Well, thanks a lot, guys.
Okay,
and
thanks.
Good luck with the show. It sounds fantastic.
Thank you very much. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so that was Simon.
That works.
Yeah, it works. The phone works.
It's amazing. you believe it?
Yeah, but it's going to be annoying with the rings and everything. But we'll see. We'll work it out.
No, we'll just bring it into the plan.
Yeah, but you know, but it interferes with your line of thought because you're trying to finish a sentence, then the phone rings, and you know. So we'll see, but we'll try and figure it out somehow. I think if I turn on the volume here, we'll see. We'll see. We'll figure it out. At any rate, what are you seeing there?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, we're looking at Hollywood gossip. So we have, actually, here's some Hollywood gossip.
Yeah.
I went back to the Falcon last night with my girlfriend, Tiger.
The Falcon?
Yeah.
The lesbian bar.
The lesbian bar. But apparently, it's only a lesbian bar on one night. And that's Sunday night because they play the L word.
I see.
Yeah,
okay.
They air the L word. So, last night was you know, another great experience. It was interesting and everything like that.
Yeah.
It wasn't as eye-opening as the first time because I was in shock the first time.
Yeah, and Manu's referring to the first time she went there. That was 2 weeks ago, I think.
Two weeks ago.
You listen to our first air check, you'll hear the whole conversation about
this. I was like,
this.
Oh, my God, oh, my God.
So
girls
apparently
everywhere.
You liked it and you went back to the lesbian bar.
Yeah, we went back to the lesbian bar. And it was really interesting. Actually, I met some really fabulous people there last night.
Very fabulous women, I assume.
Well, women, people. Yeah. So it was. It's kind of neat. Mm-hmm. It's a safe place, so to speak. You know, I really do like it.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about getting picked up or anything.
No,
so.
Not at all.
I see. Okay, so it's kind of more relaxed for you, a more relaxed environment.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about this. Now, I'm really fascinated with this. Now, were there like? Because I mean, I'm not going to repeat all the questions we had before because we already know. But did you see anybody like making out and stuff there? I mean, do they make out in the open?
Yeah, they do. They do.
They do.
And particularly in the bathrooms. And
oddly
enough.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the... I mean, if they make out on the floor, they're probably actually having sex in the bathroom.
No. I mean, like, they're not making out on the floor. They're just making out just as a general couple would.
Oh, okay.
But in the bathrooms, how funny is this?
Yeah.
Like, they don't... I did find out that they don't allow straight men there on a lesbian night.
Right.
I mean, gay men are allowed
naturally.
In there.
Oh, yes.
But I had to go to the bathroom last night.
How would they know if you're gay or not? You know, I mean, I'd go there, say I'm gay, and but you can't tell about everybody.
Sam,
so, you know, I'd go in.
You're a man.
No, yeah, exactly. I would go in.
You don't have that fling, that flair.
I can do that. Like, yeah, no, I'm gay. I like to come in, you know. And I would go crazy. I'd maybe sit in the corner and jerk off or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing is there is fascination for men with lesbians, you know. And, I don't think anybody really has the answer. It's just that for me it's very simple. You get 2 for 1.
I saw a beautiful woman last night. Yeah. She was amazing. She was somewhere in Mexico, like South Mexico, that is. And she was extremely exotic looking, like like amazing features, amazing beauty.
How did you know she's from Mexico? Did you talk to her?
Yeah, I did talk to her. Yeah. Her name, you know what? I don't know her name off the top of my head.
Yeah, was she there by herself?
No, she was there with her girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah, was there for her girlfriend. But I got to tell you about the bathroom experience.
Okay.
Because there is a men's bathroom and a women's bathroom.
Right.
The women's bathroom is naturally always
packed. Yeah.
So I was like, oh, damn it. You know, I mean, it's a lesbian bar. It doesn't hurt to go in the men's. So I go into the men's and there is a guy, you know, at the urinal. And I went, oh, sorry, sorry. And he goes, oh, that's no problem. Thank you. You know, come on in, love. You know. And so I was like, okay, that's cool. You know. And I'm waiting. And he goes, why don't you just squat over the urinal?
Yeah.
I've seen it done before. And I went like, well, no, not this time. I think I'll just wait for the loo. And he was really convinced, trying to convince me that it works.
Yeah.
But then it got me onto the subject. When I, like the last time I was in Melbourne, Australia,
mm-hmm.
the women's bathrooms there now have a type of funnel. And like a urinal.
Right.
But you can actually get, you know, your hygienic cups, right, so to speak,
right,
and you put it on the funnel,
uh-huh,
and you just slip it between your legs.
You know, that's exactly what I was going to tell you.
And standing up.
Is I remember when a company was going to come out with this product.
Here, like, in America? So women,
I don't know where it was. It was a long time ago. But I remember something that they came out with this funnel, or funnel-like thing, and for women to be able to pee when they're standing up.
Yes.
And that's like a riot. I don't think this is ever going to take off, but you just said you saw that in a public bathroom.
No, we have it back home in Australia.
Oh, you do?
Yes, we do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, why would a woman want to do that? I guess if you don't want to sit on the toilet seat, that would be pretty a good reason for using that.
Well, you know what? I've heard so many women do so many ridiculous things when it comes to sitting on the loo.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, seriously, come on. You know, we've got women who'll just put multiple of those seat things, you know, mm-hmm, the seat covers.
Yes.
And then, of course, it blocks up. And, you know, women are just stupid sometimes. Really. Please.
Everybody's stupid sometimes,
Or they'll, like, squat, you know, like, stand up on the basin there.
Yeah.
Which, of course, risks, and it's happened before, it risks breaking the seat, and then they come down and slash their ass or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. So that's why
I've actually seen that somewhere.
Yeah. So, I mean, did you ever see bathrooms in Japan, public bathrooms? Or I think even at home, they actually, you know, they crouch. Yeah, they squat.
Crouch.
They squat, you know? And they take a dump, you know? And it's like so freaking gross.
All right. You know, back in 1997?
Uh-huh.
I think it was 96, or maybe it was 96. I went to Japan, and it was after one of my surgeries, a couple of months after one of my surgeries on the knees.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm in Japan. Do you think I could find a Western toilet so that I could go to the loo? Now, I cannot squat with my knees, you know, because after the surgeries and that, and I'm trying, you can imagine me trying to go to a traditional Japanese bathroom.
Yeah.
Because you do have to squat.
Yeah.
And it just was ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, that's,
Because I couldn't do it. It was so painful as well.
Yeah.
It was really painful as
really?
Well.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I don't get that. You know, I mean, some cultures have, like, really strange customs and things like that, you know. So, I don't know, but
even the bathrooms in Germany.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you about a bathroom. When I was in Amsterdam, okay, and I got a nice hotel room, and I'm going into the toilet. And now, you know how a toilet, like, the water part of it is in the back, like, under your ass,
right?
Okay, well, this one was sort of, like, flat and, like, horizontal.
Uh-huh.
And the water was in the front part.
Right.
So try to picture this. You're taking a dump. It's going on the porcelain. It's not going into the water. So every time you're taking a dump, then you got to go and clean this thing, you know, with a brush or something. And I'm thinking, who is the genius that invented this stupid toilet?
But you know why? That's the same thing in Germany. They actually have a platform where you if you take a dump, it lands on the platform, and there's a good reason.
Yeah.
Because it was a way to analyze typhoria or something like that. It was a way for people to examine their own feces to see if everything's okay.
Yeah.
I think there's definitely a reason behind it for
okay.
that reason.
Who was exactly examining their shit? examine your own shit? Or,
I think it's because back in, you know, like in World War, you know, some point in Germany, mm-hmm. You know, it was a way to make sure that you weren't getting sick.
Yeah.
You know, like finding...
Yeah.
You know, I don't really want to go into details, but I mean,
yeah.
You know, you look at you. That's what they do. Yeah. You take samples.
Yeah. I don't know. But this was a modern bathroom in Amsterdam. So
well,
I
they
was
still have
away.
That. They still have that in Germany.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's. I definitely encourage people to travel because you see all kinds of different people, all kinds of different traditions.
Yes.
And it's just amazing sometimes. You just get blown away at how people live. You know,
I know.
So
well, you know, we're not all of the same species.
Yeah, I know. So anyway, okay, we're gonna take a break. Let me just figure something out here. Yeah, let's take a quick break.
I think. Sam's all over excited. He can't believe he's on air.
I'm all over the place. So so here we go, and we'll be right back. Preston.
No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you're listening to BBS Talk Radio. This is Sam and Manu.
Hello.
We're going to be here until 12. And our toll-free number, 866-515-6977. And if you're somewhere in the jungle of Africa, you're going to have to call us on our local number, which is 323-284-2554. Now, folks, by the way, you may... be disturbed by the levels of the audio, the volume that go up and down, but we're trying to get it just right. So bear with us, and you know, and in the coming days, we promise we'll sound a lot more professional.
No, I think we're doing just fine.
Okay, good.
I think we're just doing just fine.
Yeah. So, okay, so I want to go back to the lesbian bar. okay? And
you're fascinated about it,
I'm fascinated with it, yes. I mean, you know, but I tell you why, because this is sort of like a place that I will never get to go to, you know?
Right.
And so, yeah, you know, I mean, it's interesting, like, what goes on in there, you know?
You know, it's funny how they won't let straight men in there, but, however, they'll let straight women in there.
Uh-huh.
Because I go in there definitely as a straight woman, yeah. And I say straight, I'm straight.
Yeah. You well, know. Maybe they're hoping you'll join the club.
No. You know, Paris Hilton made an entrance.
Excuse me?
Paris Hilton made an entrance. The Paris Hilton.
Went with her entourage. Went to the Falcon Lesbian Bar.
Yes. Yes, she did.
Last night.
And she walked on in and she, like, turned her head to the right, uh-huh. turned the head to the left, and it was like a complete play. And then went into the VIP lounge.
Really?
Because they do have VIP areas as well, which is closed off.
I see.
So, yeah.
Oh, I see. So she didn't really hang out with all the minions and everything. She had to be on her own.
Well, not necessarily on her own. Yeah. I mean, it's still a private area. Yeah, they have, like, reserved areas and things like that. Yeah. So, yeah, she made her entrance and came claim to, well, I don't know. I don't know what her... Her agenda is, you know, coming to the, well, you know, what is my agenda?
Yeah.
I guess you have to ask that too. What's my agenda?
What's your agenda?
I'm just going along with Tiger.
I see. That's your story, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just going along with Tiger. Yeah. Anyone who wants to know who Tiger is, she is my beloved new friend, great friend, and roommate.
Right.
Yes.
But not a lover.
No,
she's not a lover.
No, not a lover. Okay.
Manu, as far as we know, is still straight.
Yes,
so,
I am.
But I'm going to give you only a couple months, and then you'll rediscover yourself. Already watching the L Word.
Yeah, it's a really good show.
Yes, and you've said that
for every agenda.
Right. Okay. But you've said that it's great, and I've got to watch it. And there's a lot of sex and nudity and all this.
There is.
I recorded another episode. And you know what? My wife got pissed at me because she says, this is fucking boring. Why are we watching this? And I said, well, I'm waiting for something to happen. I'm waiting for nudity. I'm looking for lesbian sex. And nothing is happening. You know, it's just a boring show. So I'm like, well, what's Manu talking about, you know?
Well, you got to remember, I'm watching it from the very first show, the very first episode.
Right.
From the pilot. And now I'm on series, the second season.
Uh-huh.
And I've watched the first and second episode of the second season.
Right.
Now, what you're watching is, I think it's the fifth or sixth series now.
Right.
So I don't know what happens. I have no idea what's happening in that time.
I see.
Yeah. So apparently there's characters changed and everything like that. So what I'm watching mm-hmm. is very different. Plus, it's on DVD. So who knows? It could be more graphic.
Yeah, but it's on Showtime. I think they would show anyway. But you know what? Okay, I'll give you the benefit of a doubt.
Okay.
I'm going to get the DVD. And if it's not exciting enough, I'm going to throw the box in your face.
You do that.
Yeah.
No, start off with episode one. I mean, like the very first, very first series.
All right.
And then just see.
Yeah. You know what? The women are not that hot on the show. You know? I mean, there's only one or two, but the rest are like, there's a couple of really manly-looking women there.
Right.
And, you know, the butch kind. And then the lipstick lesbians, I didn't find them that attractive. You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I think you have to watch the first episode.
Okay.
Do that.
Okay.
For some reason, I got addicted to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is crazy.
Yeah. All right. Oh well. So, you know, one more thing. Have you seen any good movies this weekend?
I did. You know what I went and saw? I mean, I've got a whole bunch of DVDs that I came across. So I've been, you know, slowly going through watching a few, you know, movies here and there.
Uh-huh.
And I watched the film Mystic River, and it was one that I never thought would be interesting or anything like that. But it's with Sean Penn and
Tim Robbins.
And
Kevin Bacon.
Yes.
Yeah, that was an awesome movie. You know, it was directed by Clint Eastwood.
Yes, it was.
And I was
really amazed by the storyline.
I know. It's amazing.
It's sad, too.
It's very sad. It's very sad. But it's about, it's about friends.
Yeah.
You know, and what happens. And, I don't want to give away the twist at the end and all that, but...
It's been out for a while.
Well, actually, I'm not giving it away because I don't remember.
You don't remember it.
I don't remember the ending. I mean, I just remember that one of them was responsible for whatever and, you know, for the murder.
They thought he was responsible for the murder.
Okay.
And it turned out that it just so happened that the same night that Sean Penn's daughter, Sean's Penn daughter died, Tim Robbins had come across a pedophilia and was molesting a boy. And so Tim Robbins murdered that pedophile.
That's right. Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. But it happened to be the same night.
Yeah.
You know, that Sean Penn's daughter
went missing. That's right. Okay. And so they thought he was responsible.
Yeah. Well, it was Tim. Tim Robbins' wife in the film.
Right.
That was in love with a detective, meaning Kevin Bacon. Uh-huh. Right.
Uh huh.
And so she then figured out, okay, I'm going to get rid of my husband. I'm going to tell Sean Penn that it was him that killed his daughter. So Sean Penn killed Tim Robbins.
That's right.
But it turned out to be the two young boys, the kids.
Yeah.
And it was all an accident. It was an accident.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I totally forgot about this movie. I just remembered it was good.
But, I mean, it's great writing, great directing.
Yeah,
it's a fabulous.
Good movie. Yeah. Clint Eastwood knows what he's doing.
Yes, he certainly does.
Yeah.
He certainly does. So, yeah, I watched that. And then the other film I watched was, I'm not really, to be honest, I'm not a real Nicole Kidman fan, even though she is from Australia and everything like that.
Uh-huh.
There's just something about her that doesn't, you know, appeal to me.
Yeah.
I watched her film called Birth. I think that came out maybe a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she, it's about a young boy who is in a delusional state, or turns out that he's delusional.
Uh-huh.
But you don't find this out until much later in the film.
Uh-huh.
But he comes back claiming to be Nicole's dead husband.
Oh.
And she is trying to move on with her life.
Mm-hmm.
And she, you know, has intentions to marry her new man.
Right.
And she has this 10-year-old boy that says, "Don't marry him. I'm Sean."
Mm-hmm.
You know, being Nicole's ex-husband.
Right.
So that was kind of interesting, because for a minute there, it leads you for a long time believing that, oh my God, her dead husband has reincarnated himself in this little boy. So she gets to the point, you know, that that she says, okay, you are Sean. She totally believes it and says, we're going to run away together. And then when you turn 21, we will get married again. And then he says, I'm not Sean. Anyway, but it was a cool little twist, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but that's all I got to watch over the weekend.
Yeah. Okay, well, sounds good enough.
Yeah.
The stock market is going down and down and down. And
AOL,
I don't know what's gonna
seems
happen.
To be taking a big plummet.
Who is that?
AOL.
Yeah, everybody is. I mean, even Google, you know. And
even Google, really?
Even Google.
Wow.
Let me tell you briefly what happened. Back in October, I decided, you know, I was working in optimizing websites for search engines and things like that. So I could see how much money Google was really making. I mean,
right.
You know, just get the impression of how much money they're actually bringing in. And so I decided, you know what? You can't go wrong with Google. Google is the internet. You know?
It is.
So as long as the internet is growing, so will Google. And I thought, you've got to be stupid not to buy their stock.
Mm-hmm.
So their stock at the time was about $500 a share. Now, that's a very expensive stock.
Yes,
you know?
It is.
And but regardless, I felt, you know, I'm going to spend a few $1,000 and buy some. So I did. And by December, I had made 40% profit.
That's when you should have sold.
It went up from 500 to 730.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that's like almost a 50% rise in 3 months. And I thought I was hot shit and I could do no wrong. And I just said, great, if it continues growing like this, I'm going to be set. So, right before the New Year's, things are starting to happen. Things are starting to fall on the stock market. And today, Google is at about 5, it was 5.15, 5.10 or something last time I looked. But I got out last week.
Oh, yeah. I watched you make that call.
I made that call because, you know what? If I had gone below what I spent on buying this, I would have been extremely pissed. So I figured, walk away with a few hundred bucks and just wait till it starts going up
again.
Didn't
you think about what was happening with the economy and this bird talk about the recession?
But you have to understand, back in September, October, people were not talking about it yet.
See, I knew.
Yeah.
We were in discussion. Yeah. I already started hearing the discussion about how everything was just going down.
Yeah.
I mean, you just have to really look at the housing market. What's happening with that?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a mess.
I would have placed them together. You know what I mean? If it's happening like that with the housing market and the interest rates and everything like that, I kind of think that everything turns into a funnel. Everything starts getting sucked in like a black hole, you know.
Yeah. So any news on Heath Ledger and what's going on with him? I mean,
no,
see that Michelle Williams finally started talking to the press.
Yeah.
And,
but they're still considering that there was foul play. They're still considering that something was removed, you know, some evidence was removed from the room. Because there was such a long time, or, you know, those phone calls to, what's her name?
Yeah, to Mary Kate.
To Mary Kate, you know, and everything like that. So, who knows? But in the autopsy, they found that the toxicity levels in his body were normal.
Normal.
Yeah, very normal. So, I don't know what
the
deal is.
So, they still haven't figured out why he died.
No, they haven't figured it out.
Really?
And in some part of it, they're saying that it was a natural death. But then I'm reading something else, too. He had become a very heavy cocaine user.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, someone did come out, someone who was supplying him, a nightclub owner, and he used to go in and buy, you know, a lot of it, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it all started back in, I think, 2000. And then by the year 2004, that's when he really started going down.
Yeah.
He was saying that his personality had changed and everything was all, you know, groom, and he was just wasn't the same person.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the problem is, you know, we see a lot of celebrities with drug problems and destructive behavior. You know, I don't think that this is something obviously that they don't plan on, but I think that when you become that famous quickly,
yes,
and suddenly everybody's at your feet. I think most people don't know how to deal with that.
No.
You know, it
no, because they weren't brought up, I think, on solid ground in the first place.
Well, you know, even if they were, you take an ordinary person off the street and you make them famous overnight, they're not going to be able to handle it. You know,
no.
It's just there's too much going on around you. It's like living in a glass house. Everybody knows what you're doing. And
yeah, because this whole country is concerned about, you know, stuff being, you know, thrown out there.
Yeah.
You know, explicit stuff on the internet, explicit stuff on the television.
Yeah.
You can't be open about your sexuality and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So everyone's all consumed in their own little life and have to be put in a glass house. Like, you don't need to know about what's going on out there. Well, the truth of the fact is there is a lot of stuff going out there. A lot of people are dealing with many issues, drug issues, you name it, sex issues, who knows?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And it's like, I mean, yeah, I can imagine the fame overnight. Well, look at Britney Spears. But you can see, you can look at Michael Jackson, how the entire family was raised by his father, their father. Their father was their manager. Their father pushed him and pushed him and pushed him. And every single one of those kids have grown to, you know, some deranged area. You know what I mean? Something's going on. And that's the same thing that's happening with Britney as well. Mm-hmm. You know, they're now claiming that she is a definite crack addict.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, crystal meth.
Yeah, crystal meth, yes.
Yeah, which probably could explain her erratic behavior and bizarreness.
Well, I tend to think that usually when there's a drug problem, there's something underlying.
Underlying it.
Yes. So,
I agree.
Yeah, so I don't think the crack is the problem. I think I truly think she's probably bipolar, like they said, because she's behaving like one. But at any rate, you know, regarding the being famous and everything.
That's what crack does.
What?
I'm pretty sure that's what crystal meth or crack does. It changes you.
No, well, obviously,
yeah.
But most people, you know, that suffer from well, not, I don't know that most people, but many people that suffer from depression or bipolar, yeah. They self-medicate.
Yes.
You know, with drugs. But, you know, going back to the point of being a celebrity, you know, there's a couple more points. Like one, for example, just like when you're rich, you know, it's like you don't know if people are with you for what you have.
Right.
And for your fame or your money and just to be associated with you, or really for who you are and what you are, you know. And I think you probably could never know. And that's why it makes sense for them to sort of intermarry, you know, marry other celebrities, because they're more or less in the same boat.
Yeah, that's kind of funny how that works. This is like, I mean, that's why Dad, oh my God, that's why Dad watches Days of Our Lives.
Yeah.
Because in his world, I mean, where I grew up is very isolated and really not with what's going on around the world. So his moment of escape is coming home from the fields, the cane fields, and watching Days of Our Lives. And he has been doing that for as long as I can remember. For as long as I can remember. And he still does it. I asked him. Uh-huh. He said, oh, yeah, I can't miss out on that. And his whole point of watching that show is he's always curious who is going to be fucking who and who is doing who and who's going to kill who. I mean, you know, the whole show is created. Yeah. So in theory, Days of Our Lives is what the celebrity world is.
Yeah.
Because everybody is screwing everybody.
Well, but the real world is like that too. It's just the celebrities, you know about it. But everybody's screwing everybody, you know?
I know, but why would someone want to, you know, be involved with another celebrity that's in the paparazzi as well?
Yeah. Well, who knows?
You know?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? I mean, they're crazy. But again, I think fame makes you crazy and makes you do weird things, you know? So.
Yeah, and those who don't get the fame from who they're dating are going to turn around and splurge in the paper here.
Yeah.
You know, the black woman, the gorgeous, actually, I think she's gorgeous, actually, Monique. You know,
Monique.
She was the one, yeah, she's the oversized woman, very loud. What was her
you mean
claim
fat.
To fame?
She's
yeah.
fat, okay.
Yeah, she was in The Parkers. Do you remember the show The Parkers?
No.
Oh, it was just some show.
Yeah, I never heard of her. Never heard of the show, yeah.
No way.
Okay, no, never heard of
her. Well, she was also one of the women that went out there and saying fat is beautiful.
Oh, okay.
I don't really think, you know, that fat is beautiful, but anyway, she is quite a large lady.
Yeah.
And she's a celebrity, and she does very good for herself and everything like that. Well, now she has her ex-husband, who is a couple of years younger than her, yeah. And obviously he's a nobody, but he has like spread the word that Monique is a drug dealing pot and coke user, and has made all these claims that she was constantly stoned and always high on coke, and then used to sell coke as well for monies,
then
pledged that she forced people to pay her in cash so that she wouldn't have to pay taxes. So his story is completely through this, you know, this paper here, and it's all about, you know, probably getting a chunk of change in his own pocket.
Yeah.
So he's saying he's now, right, you notice my fingers are pointing with the bunny ears,
quotation,
so to speak, quotation. I am going to be writing a novel, a new book about my life with Monique and how terrified I was because she had threatened to have him killed. I'm like, God, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I know, crazy world. Check this
it
out
is.
Now. You know how people like personalized license plates, right? They call them vanity plates.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So people like that. But apparently some in other places of the world, people really like them. So
really?
There's an article that in Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates, okay, apparently they're going crazy over license plate there. So I guess
personalized.
Yes.
Okay.
And I guess what they're fascinated with is numbers. So for example, if you have a number 5 or the number 7 on your license plate, you must have paid 25 million dirhams, which is about $6.75 million. To have the number 5 on your license plate.
What?
Yes. And the lower the number goes, the more important it is, the higher the price. So imagine if you had number 1.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, they're showing a picture of these Arab men in their robes and headdresses and all that, and holding a license plate. And you're looking at that and you're going, you know, these people, these people are so friggin' lucky to have been born on a land with a lot of oil, you know. And I mean, these are like people that would be living still in the Stone Age,
yeah,
if they hadn't been sitting on oil.
Yes.
But suddenly you see that with their backwards culture,
right,
and that they become an extremely rich. And
oh,
you get
mean,
what they call conspicuous consumption,
okay,
where people start spending money on bullshit.
Bullshit. Okay, well, that brings up the subject of you've got these young sports players who are taken out of high school or straight out of college and put into, you know, the leagues and that,
yes,
and then they go spend their money on stupid shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolute stupid shit.
Yeah, well,
even out of college.
Yeah, because they didn't have the background to really know how to hold on to
that. But that makes sense of Dubai. You know, look how quickly Dubai grew. In a matter of, yeah, like, less than 10 years, that city turned from a few buildings, just mm-hmm, a few buildings,
right,
to a massive, like, the most amazing, beautiful city,
right,
you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I
everything's
know, we talked
just,
about that,
then. Like, the technology is phenomenal. I mean,
yeah,
it just looks amazing.
Yeah.
And
they,
it's on a beautiful beach.
Yeah. They
gorgeous
have way too
beach,
much money, you know.
Yeah.
We should have been born in that oil-filled land.
Oh, and you know the ex-president? Is it a president that they have there or a prime minister?
Where? In, no, there they have kings and stuff.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Okay, well, some ex-something in,
yeah,
in that part of the country.
Yeah.
You know, his mansion or his house was like an amazing, like... I don't know, futuristic castle,
uh-huh,
almost. And one of his cars, he had made out of pure silver and gold. Gold in, like, interior.
Really?
And the whole body and other parts was pure silver. Sterling silver, yeah.
Yeah, he really needs that silver and gold.
He really,
you know,
needs
it's
it.
It's really,
yeah,
important to, for the car to drive.
And he has, yeah, people polish it every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing what people will spend their money on, you know. But when you have so much, there's just nothing left to buy anymore. So you buy stupid things.
So what, you know, what would you say is your favorite? Because we see a lot of personalized plates out here. What,
right,
was what has been your favorite plate that you've seen?
Oh, come on, I can't remember. Do
you
remember,
remember
any? No,
I do actually.
Which ones do you like?
Well, the one that most impressed me always, even to this day, and I'll never forget it,
mm-hmm,
it was Digital Pimp.
Digital Pimp.
Digital Pimp.
Okay.
Yeah. You know,
sounds good.
DGTLPMP.
Okay.
Yeah, Digital Pimp.
Yeah, I wonder what he's pimping, that guy.
No, digital.
Yeah.
You know, technology.
Yeah.
He does computer stuff.
Yeah.
I know him.
But digits are fingers, too. You know, maybe he does something with his fingers.
One or two.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the whole fist.
Yeah. But, you know, talking about license plates, actually, this brings up, like, one rant that I have, and that is people that have license plates that say always late. You know? It's like people
are serious?
Fucking proud that they're always late, you know? And there's every variation you can think of to say always late, running late, I'm late.
Yeah.
You know, it's like as though this is something to be proud of, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, when I'm late 2 minutes, I'm, like, embarrassed. You know,
yeah,
when I go somewhere and meet people. So so I'm here to say that if you have something with I'm late, I'm running late, you know,
or
we don't care.
Princess Diva,
yeah.
Princess Diva or something like that.
Yeah, we don't care that you're running late. And besides, we actually think you're a schmuck for being so late all the time. So stop advertising it. It doesn't matter.
There is some interesting stuff out there.
Yeah.
I tell you, if anyone has some really cool... things that they've seen, you know, like bumper stickers,
yeah,
call in and let us know so that we can let everybody else know.
Yeah. And, yeah, let me get a phone number here again. Hold on. It's toll-free number 866-515-6977. You can also email to us if you're
yeah,
a little bit shy getting on the air. You can send it to info@bbstalkradio.com, and we'll read your email on the air. And
yeah,
and talk about it. So, yeah, because I think there are some people that are a little bit apprehensive about calling to a radio station.
I have. I've, yeah, only called in a couple of times,
yeah,
in my life.
Yeah.
I remember calling in once back home in Australia about flying foxes.
Mm.
It was so stupid. And I really didn't know what I was talking about.
Really?
but they're so cute. Yeah. Why do we need to murder flying foxes? You know? So I was obviously the ditz that came online.
To a quick bathroom break. Man, I was dying to go.
Did you see me run?
Yes, you ran. You ran. And, yeah, let me just fix the levels here a little bit so I'm not so overwhelming. Okay. Do you like kids?
I do.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I don't have any of my own, but... Yeah.
You don't?
No, I don't.
Okay. I find kids to be fascinating, you know, and I've got two of my own. They're teenagers now, and I'm going through my old... They're going through their own trials and
tribulations.
And I'm going through mine with them as well. So, pray for me. But I got some very interesting facts here on kids in America. So let me read a couple of these to you. A child laughs about 400 times a day. Adults laugh about 15 times a day.
Wow. Okay, we have some issues here.
Yeah, so we need to go back to childhood.
I always say that I'm back in childhood.
Yeah.
Actually, my boyfriend told me that sometimes he feels like he's dealing with a 14-year-old. He actually said that yesterday. No, when was it? Oh, not yesterday. It must have been the day before or sometime like that.
Yeah. And so what does this tell you? The average American child takes his first trip to the mall at 2 months old.
What?
So I guess parents don't wait that long to take their kids to the mall. In fact, my daughter, I think I took her when she was a week old. You know,
to the mall.
To the mall, yeah. Because, gosh. Where are you going to hang out? At least it's nice there and there's people and that. But yeah, it's just, I think it does say something about our society, you know, and our values and so forth. But, but check this one out. A 4-year-old child asks about 437 questions a day.
That would drive me insane.
437 questions a day.
You being a father, could you say that's almost accurate?
You know what? I don't remember when they were that young, but yeah, that's what kids do. They ask questions all the time, you know? And then when they get older and ask the questions, then you can't answer so straight anymore, yeah. You know? Because the questions become,
more
little...
More complicated?
Yes, and they become a little more intrusive.
Yeah,
you
I
know
suppose.
What I mean? Yeah. So, let's see. The average kid eats 15 pounds of cereal a year. That's a lot of cereal to eat.
That is.
Yeah. And the average child will eat 1,500 peanut butter sandwiches by high school graduation.
Oh, I can't stand peanut butter. I have never been one for peanut butter.
Really? You don't like peanut butter?
It's the texture. It's the smell is a little.
I don't know. I love it, you know. I mean, it sticks to the roof of your mouth and everything.
No, I'm a Vegemite sandwich girl.
Yeah, Vegemite sandwich. Yeah, the Australian favorite, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. I still do. I still buy it, and I still put it on my toast and crackers. Mm-hmm. Love it. Mm-hmm. Love it. Unfortunately, a lot of people that have come across Vegemite, they always say they've had a bad experience.
Oh, yeah?
And I'll tell you why. It's because most of the spreads that you would normally put on bread and crackers or something like that is a big scoop.
Right.
Or you would eat it from a spoon. Like, you know, I see people eat peanut butter from a spoon.
Right.
So Vegemite has the same consistency as that. And so people think that that's what you do. You take a spoonful and you put it all in your mouth.
Right.
And then, of course, that's exactly the complete opposite of what you would do with Vegemite. You just need a smear of it, just a dab on your finger to get intense taste.
Really?
So everyone's reactions is like, oh, my God, this is awful. You know, wondering why it's so foul. Well,
yeah, you probably have to acquire a taste for it, huh?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's nice. Well, anyway, enough about condiments.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what we call it, condiments.
Condiments.
Here, right?
Yeah.
Condiments.
Yeah.
What is that, really?
It's condoms, but edible.
Edible condoms. I've never experienced that, I must say.
Yeah. Well, they'll probably start making those. Except, what's the point, you know? If you put the condom in your mouth, and it melts, then there's no more condom. So it defeats the purpose.
It just sounds awful.
Yeah, I know.
I've heard of edible undies. I've tried that.
Yeah.
So that was just enough for me to say, this is foul.
Yeah.
This is disgusting.
Yeah, that's gross. I don't see eating eating underwear, but, you know, to each his own,
I know,
as they say.
I know.
You know. So, you know, I wanted to bring up the issue of the homeless downtown. You know, get serious for just a second. And I've told you before, you know, every morning we walk a couple blocks to the office, and I go through Pershing Square, which is Los Angeles's Union Square, if you will.
Yes.
You know, and there's that's where they all
hang out.
Hang out and spend their time.
Yeah.
But you know, you get here at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. It's freezing. It's like 42 degrees, and these guys are all bundled up in blankets and everything, and or just lying on the benches.
Yeah.
You know, it's my heart goes out, you know, my heart breaks when I see that, because you know, it's, you know, I mean, what kind of a life is that, you know? And when I was walking to the car last night, they're sitting there and reading, you know, some of them read all the time, which is amazing.
I know it's one amazing to I me. See one guy, I don't know if he's homeless, but some odd reason, he walks and walks with no shirt on,
right,
and he's got the paper in front of him, and that's all he does. And every single day, that's what he does. That's his routine.
Oh yeah,
it's quite amazing.
Wow.
You know, I met someone, or ran into someone. I think it was Friday. And he is from Massachusetts, and he was staying down here in downtown. And he said that he couldn't believe how many homeless people were around. And the fact that this is supposed to be, you know, like the city. And he was seeing there was something going on, like downtown, where there was limousines and all this, you know, lights and brights going on.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the homeless are still sitting around and sleeping on the benches and stuff like that. And he's just, I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah, yeah. I know. So, and the thing is that you have to wonder, you know, how they get there in the first place. You know, you can imagine some people.
Very easy.
Yeah, they're poor. You know, they have no one. And and they just can't do it. But I tend to think that they are probably mostly mentally ill.
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine why they wouldn't go to a homeless shelter. You know, there are shelters. Mm-hmm. They can sleep on beds, eat a little bit. And granted, you know, it's no Bonaventure Hotel.
I don't think there's enough room. I mean, I know this from personal experience. You know, a lot of shelters only have, you know, so many beds. And I can tell you, I could tell you right now, there's too many, you know, homeless people here that the shelters can't accommodate.
Well, I can't imagine they would turn them away. You know, I mean, maybe one night, two nights, but, you know, there's got to be, you know, and if there isn't, then there should be, and someone should do something about it, you know. And so that's why, you know, I was thinking about it and thinking about it, how can we help them? Because, you know, when you look at them, you know, whether they go and beg for money or if they sleep on the street, you have to think, you know, what's going on in their minds, you know, and they actually, their life is reduced to a life of an animal. Because think, animals, what they do all day, they spend most of the time looking for food.
And sleeping.
And sleeping. And that's what these people are doing. You know, we don't have to worry about it. We go to work, we go about our stuff. We don't think about where the next meal is going to come from.
Right.
But they have to worry about that. That's at the top of their needs, you know. And when you think of having to go hungry sometimes for hours or days, there's got to be no worse thing than that.
I've been there, Sam.
You've been there, huh?
I've been there.
Yeah.
So I know how it feels. I know how it feels. It's just that my determination said, this is bullshit. I'm never going to be like this again.
Yeah.
And so I did whatever I could.
Yeah. Well, it sounded like maybe you had a time in your life where, you know, you had a little misfortune and all that. But but you're normal, you're healthy, and you could pull yourself out of it, you know. And these people just sit there, and that's what they do all day, is just sit. Yeah. You know, and but the interesting thing is that every time I walk by there, they're either smiling or they're laughing. They seem to be okay. They seem to be okay, you know. But I think it says something for a society that, you know, you walk around and there are people that still are out on the streets.
Right.
You know. So my idea is, as we get more and more listeners, is to bring people's consciousness to what's going on and do something for them. So I'm still planning this, but we're going to do something where we can directly help them.
Right. You know? Well, I would like to as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
The okay. only thing I can offer them right now is those caramel candies that I put in my pocket each time I leave this building. I'm sorry, I can't give you change, but I can give you a lolly.
Yeah.
And I've been doing that.
Yeah.
I've been doing that, yeah.
Yeah.
I just slip a few extra in my pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're going to have a lot of guests over the coming weeks. And today our guest canceled, which is one thing that we... You know,
yeah,
another thing we have
really
to worry
interesting.
About. Yeah. Well, she's going to come later.
Yeah.
You know, on another day. But the thing is, we have to realize that sometimes guests are just not going to show up. You know, and quite frankly, I'm not going to you know, have a backup guest every time, every
no.
day. You know,
no.
for someone doesn't show up. So,
no.
you know, it'll happen. It'll
Dude.
Happen.
Yeah. Hey, I was just they've got the next woman or. I don't know who was holding this record before,
right.
but I just came across in here. Her name is Nadja. Oh, wow. I don't even
Nadja?
Know. No, Nadja Orman or uh-huh. Auerman or something like that.
Yeah.
She's a German supermodel.
She's hot.
And
she, looks
she
very,
has
very
now, according to the Guinness World Records,
uh-huh.
okay, she now has the longest legs, 45 inches. 45 inches long.
The longest legs, what, in the world or
in
for
the
models?
World. No, in the world.
In the world?
Yeah. Her legs, her the length of her legs right. is now in the Guinness Book of Records.
Yeah, but she's got to be obviously quite tall or she'd look out of proportion.
Well, yeah, but we're
how
talking
tall
about...
is she?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know
no,
how
because,
tall
I mean,
she is.
Imagine if you have like a normal body but really long legs, you're going to look weird. You're not going to be a model material at all.
Well, I know my sister's... husband, we call him Wombat because he's got this, you know, very long, round body, upper body,
uh-huh.
right? It's
right.
like, oh, it's really gross. And he's got these really short legs.
Really?
So we call him Wombat because he can't find shorts, uh-huh. regular shorts that uh-huh. fit him. They always come below his knees. That's uh-huh. how short his legs are. So we call him Wombat. I don't know if anyone's heard of that animal. Yeah. We have this animal back home called Wombat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And is that a bat?
No, it's called Wombat. W-O-M-B-A-T.
B-A-T. So I thought
and
maybe
it's
some kind of a bat.
It's kind of like a mammal marsupial kind of thing.
I
yeah.
see.
It's an interesting little creature. Just sleeps all day.
Yeah.
And
you guys have some really weird animals in Australia.
Yeah, we do.
You know? You know, I mean, like the kangaroo. There's no other animal that even resembles a kangaroo.
No,
you know?
Or, not at all.
Or an ostrich, you know, or, you know, the bears, what are they called? Koala bears.
Oh, the koala
right.
bears,
or
yeah.
koalas. I've yeah. heard that they're not actually bears, and we call them koala bears in error.
No, they're a marsupial. Bears are officially mammals.
Mm.
They are mammals, but these guys are marsupials.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
That's a damn good question. I mean...
What the hell is a marsupial? I mean, I know it's
they
a
have
big word.
Do they have pouches? Yeah, possibly.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's
That's
not
so
dabble into
funny.
This, lest we sound very stupid.
I feel very stupid right now. Marsupial.
Yeah. So,
I know what a reptile is.
Well, that's good.
I tell you who's looking like a reptile right now is what's her name? Kathleen Turner. Do you see? She's like 53 and she looks a mess.
She's only 53?
Yeah.
She looks 70.
She
you
looks
know, and
terrible.
And she was so beautiful. And so
oh, she
sexy.
Was a hot piece of ass.
You know?
Remember?
I mean, Jessica Rabbit and is that what was her name? That movie.
The Rolling, no.
Peter Rabbit and
oh,
she was Jessica, yeah.
Yeah.
She was the voice. and with that sultry, sexy voice, you know.
Wow.
And, but she started in Body Heat with William Hurt. Do you remember that movie?
Yes, I remember that.
That was a very, very good movie. I just saw it a few months ago again, and it still holds up.
Yeah, I actually heard about Body Heat, and I never even put those two together.
Yeah, this one also has to do with a lover and trying to kill the husband and
really?
That sort of thing. Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. Well, she's also acted with Nicolas Cage when she was young, who Peggy Sue's getting married.
Yes, Peggy Sue got married. Yes,
yeah. Peggy Sue got married. Yeah, with Nicolas Cage when he was really young.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and then Romancing the Stone and,
and
the War of the Roses.
That was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
War of the Roses.
It was a good movie.
What a dramatic end, though. Definitely no sequel to that one.
Yeah.
Too late.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I know. So what are we going to have for lunch today?
A pear.
A pear?
When I get home.
I want something really greasy today.
Oh. You know? Well, that's all I have in the fridge.
Yeah. So, listen, we left off the lesbian bar. Was there anything else that we need to know about what happened there?
No, I just think it's...
uneventful for you?
I mean, it was really interesting to meet... at least I got to speak with a couple of people this time. It wasn't as busy as the first time I went there.
Right.
So it was a little bit more calmer for me, you know, to handle. And it was just Tiger and I that went there. And I met... there was just women. A lot of women.
A lot of women.
And then there was the lipsticks, and there was the dykes, of course. And, I think for every man, it's probably a fascination. But I did find out, I'm sorry to let everyone know this, but straight men cannot go in. They'll allow straight women, though.
Straight men cannot go in?
No, apparently they can't.
Okay, well, you can understand, you know. I mean, they don't want all that
they don't want any
junk going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I was... I mean, don't they have any go-go dancers or anything there? I mean, some kind of entertainment?
Because
I know in gay bars they have
it's that. It's mainly just DJ music. But the purpose for that night, Sunday nights at that place, is to show the L word.
I see, okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Not that you can see it. Oh, you know what? Something... As I was going to the loo, right, I had to...
To the bathroom.
To the bathroom.
Right. For those who don't know Australia.
The loo. I had to walk in front of one of the screens. And so, you know, they were all huddled up on the floor and the couches, you know, trying to watch the screen, the L word. And it's nearly impossible to hear what the hell they're saying anyways, because there's all this squabble over the, you know, over the top of the, you know, the sound.
Uh-huh.
And, anyways, I walk past, and I'm trying to be polite, so to speak, and, like, you know, bend down in front of the screen.
Right.
And I started getting hackled. Like, oh, you couldn't have gone too slower. And then I heard a couple of them, like, throw, you know, tags back to each other, you know, commenting on how slow or how inconvenient it was that I walked in front of them while the L word. And it's like, if this means so much to you, go fucking home or pay for cable and watch it, you know. It's just like, why are you coming here to watch the L word and criticize people trying to walk in front of the screen?
Yeah, like, I don't know,
there was no other way to get to the bathroom, so I just thought it was weird.
But you didn't see any action in the bathroom to speak of?
No, the only action that I saw was a gay guy like, oh, come on in. Why don't you use the urinal? And I went like, no, I don't think I could do that. Don't think I could go that far.
Yeah, I know. Listen, do you remember I played you that funny song the other day, The Piece of Shit Car?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, we were doing this on our air checks, but I've got to play this song.
I found out that he has a whole number of those kind of songs.
Right, we're talking about Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Which
from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, which you would not know that's him at all. So let's play the song, and I think you'll enjoy this.
I did.
Here we go.
You wouldn't think it was Adam Sandler.
No.
Not at
nice
all.
Nice reggae.
It is nice reggae until you listen to the words.
Piece of shit car, I got a piece of shit car. That fucking pile of shit never gets me very far. My car's a big piece of shit, cause these shocks are fucking shot. Well, my seatbelt's fucking broken, I got to tie it in a knot.
It's a piece of shit.
I can't see through the windshield, cause it's got that big fucking crack. And the interior smells real bad, cause my friend puked in the back.
It's a piece of shit. Piece of shit car.
Piece of shit car.
You got a piece of shit car.
It sucks royal dick.
That fucking pile of shit.
What arguments and crap.
Never gets me very far.
Oh fuck you car. It's got no CD player. It only got the 8-track. Whoever designed my car can lick my sweaty nutsack.
They can buy the sauce too.
And I got no fucking brakes. I'm always way out of control. 11 times a day I hear, hey, watch it asshole.
You fucking piece of shit. Piece of shit car.
I got a piece of shit
car.
You
got a piece of shit car.
Diesel gas sucks my ass. That pile of mess of shit. Oh, what the fuck did I do? What the fuck did I do? What the fuck did I do? To get stuck with you, you're too wide for drive through, and you smell like tissue, but I'm too broke to buy something new. Oh, fuck me. The car always fucking stalls. And the seat cushion's got a big rip, so a spring always pokes the balls.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
Plus the door locks are busted, I got to use a fucking coat hanger.
What a pain in his ass.
And if a girlie sees my car, there's no chance I'll ever bang her. Hey, shut up. You piece of shit car.
You piece of shit car.
Both fucking tires. No rear view fucking mirror. 7 different colors. Fucking red for a gas cap. Tailpipe making sparks fly everywhere.
Okay, you get the idea.
I do.
My so son funny. Played me this song one day, and I'm just going like, you know, where the hell did this song come from? You know, I thought it's like a Ziggy Marley or something, you
yeah.
know?
And Adam Sandler. And then I find out that he's got like numerous songs out.
Really? Like a whole album of this, like, funny stuff?
Yes, yeah. Yeah. Totally.
I mean, it is so funny, this song, you know? Lick My Nutsack.
I know. I've actually been in cars like that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's certainly an experience. For sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there's funny stuff out there.
I think he had one, something to do with about a goldfish. You know how goldfish have very short memories?
Oh, they do? I don't know.
Yeah. No, they have 3-second memories.
Oh, yeah?
3 seconds goldfish? Of memory. Goldfish, okay. Yeah.
I wish I was a goldfish then. Not to have to remember all the shit that happened.
Well,
happens.
Apparently it's like the goldfish with the castle. Like, yeah. Oh, hello, castle. Oh, hello, castle, every 3 seconds. Like, oh, there's a castle or something like that. So it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
But then I just read a statistic that goldfish remember better in cold water than in warm water.
Oh, yeah?
I thought, like, what? They remember things in 4 seconds?
Yeah. Yeah.
But now I know why my mother always called me a twit.
Why is that?
Well, because I did have goldfish as a young kid.
Oh, yeah?
And she says, oh, you're just a twit. Well, a twit is a goldfish, a pregnant goldfish.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. Oh. So she referred you as a pregnant goldfish.
Yes.
Okay. So I can see the resemblance.
So now I know what a twit is.
Yeah.
Well, everybody does for that matter. That's funny.
Yeah.
But you know, those buggers can last for, what, 25 years in an aquarium.
Can oh, yeah?
Can you believe that? Yeah.
Really?
I'm not kidding. Well, speaking of fish, I worked on Saturday night, and it was a fundraiser down in Newport Beach.
Uh-huh.
And I was kind of appalled because there were, the entire place was just fabulously decorated, but I wasn't really paying attention. What really was it decorated by, you know?
Right. Uh-huh.
I just saw a whole... It was like a Mardi Gras, because you know the Mardi Gras is coming up. Is
right.
it on the 6th? No.
No,
what's the Mardi Gras?
I don't know, but on TMZ, they're showing Hulk Hogan on some kind of parade there. So maybe it started already.
I don't know. It's already started.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because anyways... But what I found out, well, you know, closer looking at everything once I got it, you know, got to walk around and that,
uh-huh.
they had dozens and dozens and dozens of flower vases.
Uh-huh.
And they were filled with like glow sticks.
Uh-huh.
And in there was those betta fish. You know the uh-huh. Siamese fighters?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the betta fish.
Mm-hmm.
So there was all these, like, dozens and dozens of all these jars with betta fish and all
really?
Of with glow sticks and yeah. In the vase.
Yeah. So and tell us, so what did, you went to work. What did you
do? I rescued two of them.
Oh, you rescued the fish.
I felt so sorry for them.
Okay.
So I've got them at home.
Yeah?
I rescued a couple,
okay.
yeah.
Okay, did you cook them yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, they're gorgeous.
Oh, yeah?
No. Well, no, what I did on Saturday night is I'm with a group called Dealer Dolls.
Dealer Dolls?
Dealer Dolls,
right.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And we are all just very sassy, sexy women, and I've trained these girls how to deal blackjack, and it started off really just a couple of girls doing like home poker tournaments and so on.
Right, for entertainment?
For entertainment.
Right.
And now it's developed into a really great thing. And so we are actually a very professional company, and we go out and we deal roulette or blackjack and craps and poker.
Yeah.
So, you know, we get hired to do, you know, like home entertainment.
Right.
You know, with fake money and so on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. So, okay, so you got to tell me a little bit about this. So you guys are doing like gambling at parties.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
Do you guys bring like all the tables and everything, the roulette tables?
Yeah, we have a company that
yeah.
supplies us with those tables.
Okay.
And the chips and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like for poker, we have our own table and our own poker chips, et cetera.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And who was that? A woman that started this?
Yeah, two ladies.
Really?
Two young ladies
wow.
from Canada, actually.
Yeah.
Both of them from Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh.
Jody and Melissa.
Okay.
Yeah, fabulous
uh-huh.
girls.
Yeah.
And
I love Canadians.
They just started it, and now it's, you know, evolved to something bigger.
Yeah.
And when I came in on, they said, like, God, can you put the girls through a training thing? And
uh-huh.
I said, sure, you know, as long as I get paid for
yeah.
it.
Because you used to be a dealer in Las Vegas.
Yes, I did.
I
and
see.
Then before that, I was a dealer and supervisor and trainer on an Indian reservation.
Really?
At one of the tribal casinos.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
And then I did do it for a couple of years in Australia.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got a past of...
I definitely have a good solid past in gambling.
Okay. Yeah. And do you
dealer.
Like it? Do you like dealing?
You know, I remember loving it in Australia.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of enjoyed it up in Seattle, but, you know, I wasn't... You know, Seattle brings not... It just wasn't the place for me. It was just too cold, too rainy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Vegas, I really enjoyed it for a while. But then... I think everyone knows this, but once you're there a few days, even yourself becomes overwhelmed, you know, by all the lights, all the everything that happens in Vegas.
Right.
You know,
uh-huh.
and then working in the casino there, you have a tendency to, you know, like feel the, you know, the darkness, the people losing their money. And then you go home, and I'm serious, you've got poker machines, you've got numbers going through your heads, and it's really hard to you know, settle down from that.
Yeah. So, and then when you were doing dealer dolls, so you're dealers, you're all dolled up and everything.
Yeah, we usually wear a cocktail dress, and then sometimes there are clients who want us to wear a specific uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, they pay for our uniforms.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is there anything sexual going on there? I mean,
hell no.
No, so it's just the sexy feeling of having beautiful dealers.
Beautiful dealers. That's all it is.
I see.
Yeah.
But
no solicitation whatsoever.
No solicitation, okay.
No.
They don't come and pat your ass sometimes? And
no.
Oh, good.
No, what, the dolls? The
dealer
dolls?
The dolls, the clients.
Oh, you
clients.
Mean the clients?
Yes.
No.
No?
No.
They don't.
I don't think so. That hasn't happened good. To me.
Good.
Maybe to a couple of the other girls.
Yeah.
A few sexy girls. You know.
Yeah. Well, Manu, I tell you what, we've been at it for an hour and a half.
Oh, we have?
And yes, and I have to prepare for the following shows, the ones that are following us with TJ.
Who's following us? TJ.
TJ McCormick follows
us.
And
he's a comedian.
He's a comedian. He's very funny. And he comes on at 12. And then at 2, we have Johnny Dam, also a comedian.
Yes.
And with the Damage Report. And you
Damage
guys,
Report.
Yeah,
I
you
like
guys
that.
Should definitely listen. Our phone numbers and email address are all on our website when you go to listen live. So, you know, you'll always be able to listen to us. And, of course, this show and all the other shows get archived. So later on in the day, you can actually listen or listen again if you already listened live. At any rate, not many of you called today, which is a shame. But but that's because we're still getting the listeners.
But aren't you surprised? We've had, what, three? We've had three calls.
Yeah, but but only one during the show that we actually took. The situation, though, is, you know, we have to get everything working and in order. And that takes a little bit of time.
Yeah.
You know, and but, you know, regardless, we're going to have the archives, and people are going to be able to go to them,
and we really want to thank people for going onto the site and really supporting us. We would appreciate if this gets around to as many of your friends out there as well.
Yeah, and you know,
so
what I mean, we're going to get,
this is a first.
Yeah, yeah, and
this,
the thing is, remember that we haven't even started bringing in the traffic yet.
Not
okay,
at all.
Today is the first day, so we didn't turn on the faucet yet. Or, you know, but we will tomorrow.
It's at a trickle.
And, yeah, and then we're going to, yeah, starting tomorrow, we're going to get thousands of visitors to the website every day. So we're looking forward to that. And, but here's to all the people that.
Oh, that's so cool.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm bowing.
And we're going to take off. Have a great day, Manu.
Thank you. You too, Sam.
Okay, this has been a blast.
And we'll be here again tomorrow.
Yes, we will.
And we will be on air at 9 a.m.
Yes, we will. 9 to 11
9
tomorrow.
9 to 11 tomorrow.
And if you guys like it a lot, we'll stay here for an extra hour.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Happy
we'll see
Monday.
You tomorrow. Have a great day.